Welcome to the Acts in Africa audio recording. This session was taught in Dakar, Senegal during an Acts 1-8 conference in January 2015. This session is taught by Reverend Mark Turney and is called The Holy Spirit and the Mission of God. The translation is in French. We hope you enjoy the teaching and would love to hear your comments. You may contact us at actsinafrica@agmd.org.
Well, let's move right into our teaching because we want to take advantage of every moment.
Alors, nous allons passer rapidement donc à notre enseignement ce matin.
This first session is titled The Holy Spirit and the Mission of God.
Et le premier thème donc, c'est le Saint-Esprit et la mission de Dieu.
As Dr. Miller said, we're going to begin looking at the theological foundation for everything we're going to be studying this week.
Nous allons voir donc la fondation, donc le fondement théologique de tout ce que nous allons voir ce matin.
As Pentecostals, we are people of the Word of God.
Et spécialement puisque nous sommes le peuple de Dieu, de la parole.
Amen. We look to the Word of God.
Nous regardons la parole.
To learn about the Lord and what He wants to do through our lives and His mission.
D'apprendre de Dieu et de savoir ce qu'il veut faire au travers par nous.
And I want to challenge you this week to think biblically. Think and study the Word.
Cette semaine, de penser théologiquement et bibliquement.
And I believe that we will be changed this week.
Alors, je crois que nous serons changés cette semaine.
The Word of God challenges us.
Parce que c'est la parole de Dieu qui nous défie.
And I believe that as we seek and we ask God to pour out of His Spirit, the Holy Spirit will reveal His Word to us.
Et je pense que pendant que nous allons prier et demander vraiment le Saint-Esprit, il va se révéler à nous.
And so this week, I believe we're going to be challenged and we're going to do things differently after this week.
Je crois que vraiment cette semaine, nous serons défiés et nous ferons les choses différemment après cette semaine.
Now, in this lesson, we want to try and answer two very important foundational questions.
Donc, nous allons vraiment toucher les choses fondamentales.
We want to look at how the Bible describes the mission of God.
Et nous allons voir comment la Bible décrit la mission de Dieu.
What is God's mission on earth?
Quelle est la mission de Dieu sur terre?
And then the second question that we want to look at is what is the role of the Holy Spirit in fulfilling that mission?
Et la deuxième question que nous allons poser, c'est mais quel est le rôle de l'Esprit dans l'accomplissement de cette mission?
Because we are going to see the Holy Spirit is at work to accomplish the mission of God.
Et nous allons voir que le Saint-Esprit est venu pour l'accomplissement de l'œuvre de Dieu, la mission de Dieu.
And this conference is about the mission of God.
Justement, cette conférence est focalisée sur la mission de Dieu.
And so we're praying, Holy Spirit, show us how you are at work to accomplish this mission.
Alors, nous allons prier, demander comment vraiment que le Saint-Esprit nous montre comment son œuvre va s'accomplir.
First of all, let's talk about this phrase, the mission of God. What is the mission of God?
Alors, posez-nous cette question. Mais qu'est-ce que la mission de Dieu?
There is a term that theologians sometimes use. They talk about the missio Dei.
Il y a ce que les théologiens appellent souvent donc la missio Dei.
It comes from Latin, but it's a term that means the mission of God.
Voilà, c'est un terme latin qui veut dire la mission de Dieu, donc missio Dei.
And when we talk about the mission of God or missio Dei, what we're talking about is the work of God in this world concerning humanity, concerning people.
Et là, nous parlons de missio Dei, c'est donc l'œuvre de Dieu dans ce monde concernant vraiment ce monde.
God's mission is focused upon people.
La mission de Dieu est focalisée sur le peuple.
And we see this in the Word of God.
Et cela, nous le voyons dans la parole de Dieu.
God's purpose is if I can describe it this way, God's purpose is to redeem for Himself a people from every tribe and every nation.
Et l'objectif de Dieu, c'est de racheter à lui des peuples de toute nation.
God is focused on accomplishing this mission. He wants to redeem people from every tribe, every language.
Dieu veut racheter tout peuple de toute tribu, de toute langue.
From the very beginning, this has been God's plan.
Et depuis le début, ça a été le plan de Dieu.
From the beginning of creation, God has been working to shape and form a people for Himself.
Dieu, depuis la création, est en train donc de chercher à modeler un peuple.
As we think about the mission of God, we must always recognize this is a mission that includes every single nation.
Et quand nous pensons vraiment par rapport à ça, nous devons savoir que cette mission inclut toutes les nations.
It's not just my people group.
Ce n'est pas mon groupe, mon propre groupe.
When we think about what God is wanting to accomplish through His church and His mission, we must always recognize every nation is included.
Quand nous pensons de ce que Dieu veut faire dans sa mission, donc nous devons inclure toutes les nations.
You know, one time the disciples, they came to Jesus and they asked him a question.
Un jour, les disciples sont venus à Jésus et lui ont posé la question.
They said, when is the end going to come? When are you going to establish your kingdom on earth?
Quand est-ce que tu dois établir ton royaume sur terre?
When will the end come?
Quand est-ce que la fin viendra?
And you can read what Jesus said to them in Matthew chapter 24 and 25.
Et nous allons, vous pouvez le voir dans ce que Jésus a dit donc dans Matthieu 24 et 25.
There's a number of things that Jesus spoke about.
Donc il y a beaucoup de choses dont Jésus a parlé.
Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14, Jesus said a very, very important thing.
Dans Matthieu 24 verset 14, Jésus a dit quelque chose de très important.
He said, "Before the end comes."
Si avant que la fin vienne.
Before the kingdom of God is fully established here on earth.
Avant que le royaume de Dieu soit établi pleinement sur terre.
He said there is something that must happen.
Il faut que quelque chose se passe.
He said this gospel, this good news about the kingdom of God must be proclaimed as a witness to every nation.
L'évangile doit être proclamé à toutes les nations comme témoignage.
And then the end will come.
Alors viendra la fin.
Now, Jesus reveals something very, very important in that. First of all, he revealed the mission of God, that it includes every nation. This gospel must reach every people group. And when Jesus was talking about nations, the word that he used there, it's the same word that we get our word ethnic from. It's not the word that describes a political nation.
Ce n'est pas le mot qui décrit une nation politique.
But he's talking about every tribe, every language group.
De toute langue, de toute ethnie, every ethnic group.
Jesus was saying, God's mission is that everyone will receive the gospel. But he also revealed something else there. He revealed that God is determined to accomplish this mission. God is not going to stop working until that mission is accomplished. The kingdom of God is not going to come fully on earth until that mission is accomplished. God is committed. This mission must be accomplished. Every people. Because in heaven there must be people from every tribe and every
language.
That's what John saw in the revelation. He saw in heaven. God gave him a vision of what will be. That at that time there will be people from every tribe and every language. Because that is what God is focused on. This is his mission. All of history is moving toward the fulfillment of that. Everything that is happening in this world, God is at work somehow.
Tout ce qui se passe dans ce monde, Dieu est à l'œuvre d'une certaine manière.
Even the evil things that are taking place in this world, God is still there at work, and those things do not stop His mission from being accomplished.
Dieu est déjà à l'œuvre à travers ça.
You know, just this last week, we've held a conference, just like this conference, in Niamey, in Niger.
Juste la semaine dernière, nous étions à Niamey, au Niger.
And I don't know how many of you have heard of what took place this weekend. On Saturday, as we were meeting like this with the pastors, and the word came to us that people were beginning to burn churches in Niamey. And on Saturday, of the 15 Assembly of God churches in Niamey, 14 of the churches were burned. There are 15 Assembly of God churches, but there were 14 that were burned.
Donc parmi les 15 églises de l'Assemblée de Dieu, 14 ont été brûlées.
In total, there were 55 churches that were burned. One could say, what is happening here? But the brethren there, I was so touched to see their faith. Because they said, this is not going to stop us. God is going to work. God is going to build His church. These things are not going to stop the church from advancing. Because God has said, this gospel shall be proclaimed. God is committed to this mission.
Donc, Dieu est vraiment engagé, vraiment, dans cette mission.
I want to challenge you this morning as you look at the Bible.
Le défi que je vais vous lancer ce matin, pendant que vous regardez la Bible.
When you read the scriptures, begin to look for this mission of God throughout the scriptures.
Quand vous lisez donc les écritures, essayez de voir la mission de Dieu.
From the beginning of creation, it has been God's plan to build the people for Himself from all nations.
Depuis le début de la création, ça a été le plan de Dieu de bâtir un peuple pour sa mission.
When God created the world, He created the world with this mission in mind of creating a people for Himself.
Quand Dieu créait le monde, il avait en tête vraiment un peuple pour sa mission.
And that's why God loves the world.
Et c'est pourquoi Dieu a aimé le monde.
You know, when Jesus said, for God so loved the world.
Et c'est ce que Jésus a dit, que Dieu a aimé le monde.
Why does God love the world? Because He created the world with this mission in His heart. From the beginning, God, for when He created Adam and Eve, He was beginning this mission of creating a people for Himself. You and I were created in God's image so that we might be His people.
Nous sommes créés, vous et moi, à l'image de Dieu pour que nous soyons son peuple.
That's why we were made, to be His people, and that He would be our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we talk about the mission of God, we're not talking about something that God has come up with just to try to fix the world. From the very beginning of creation, God was beginning this work of creating a people for Himself. Hallelujah. Now, you know the story of the scriptures, how that in the beginning when God created Adam and Eve,
vous connaissez l'histoire de la biblique, au début Dieu a créé Adam et Eve.
They rebelled against God. They sinned against God.
Ils ont rebellé à lui.
And through sin, death entered the world.
Et à travers le péché, donc le péché de la mort est entré dans le monde.
But that didn't stop God's mission.
Mais cela n'a pas arrêté la mission.
That created a need for us to have a Savior, a Redeemer.
Alors cela a fait en nous le désir d'avoir besoin, donc d'un sauveur.
But God knew exactly what He was going to do.
Mais Dieu savait exactement ce qu'il allait faire.
Because He had His plan of how He was going to work to accomplish His mission from the very beginning.
Il avait un plan comment accomplir cette mission dès le début.
And so as you read through the Bible, we see how God,
la Bible,
it takes step after step to move toward fulfilling His mission.
Après étape, comment Dieu a agi pour accomplir cette mission.
We see how He called a man by the name of Abraham.
Et nous voyons comment Dieu a appelé un homme du nom d'Abraham.
Many preachers love to preach about the promise of blessing, how God promised to bless Abraham. We sing songs about the blessings of Abraham. But do you know why God promised to bless Abraham?
Mais savez-vous pourquoi Dieu a promis la bénédiction de bénir Abraham?
In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3,
dans Genèse chapitre 12 verset 3,
God declared why He was calling Abraham and choosing to bless him.
Déclaré à Abraham pourquoi il l'appelle, il l'a choisi et qu'il veut le bénir.
He said, because through you all nations shall be blessed.
Il a dit que parce qu'à travers toi toutes les nations seront bénies.
Amen. See, that's why God chose Abraham. That's why God blessed Abraham. Not because Abraham was better than anyone else, but because God has a mission that He is working to accomplish. Because God, when He chose Abraham, He was thinking about the whole world. He was thinking about how He was going to begin to work through Abraham and through Abraham's descendants to bring all nations into the blessing of salvation. When we read about Abraham, we're reading about the mission of God. We're not just reading about how God blesses people. We're reading about how God was step by step beginning to work toward fulfilling his mission. And as you continue reading through the Old Testament, you see God taking these kinds of actions to move toward the fulfillment of his mission. Later in the Old Testament, in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, we read about King David. And there, you know, you read the story of how God had established David as the king over Israel. And David wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
Et David a voulu bâtir un temple pour l'Éternel.
But God said to him, he said, no, David, you're not the one who's going to build a house for me.
Dieu lui a dit, non, ce n'est pas toi de bâtir un temple pour moi.
Maison. He said, I'm going to build a house for you.
Et puis, je vais bâtir une maison pour toi.
And he said, this is what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to raise up one of your sons, one of your descendants. I'm going to put him on the throne of my kingdom. And he will reign forever. He's the one who will build my house.
Lui, il bâtira ma maison.
But, and he will reign over my kingdom forever.
Et il régnera sur mon royaume pour toujours.
And so God again reveals another step of how he was working toward accomplishing his mission.
Et là, Dieu révèle comment vraiment un autre pas.
And throughout the Old Testament, the prophets reminded God's people over and over again that God had made this promise. And so when we come to the New Testament, what we find is when God sent Jesus, Jesus came to fulfill all of these promises. You know, Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 is an interesting verse. It's one of those verses that oftentimes people read and they don't realize the significance of it. Matthew says this is the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Well, we read that and we move on. But that is an important verse because he says the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
It is la genealogy of Jesus Christ, fils de David et fils d'Abraham.
The son of David, the son of Abraham.
Le fils de David et fils d'Abraham.
What was Matthew saying? He was saying Jesus is the one who has come to fulfill all of these promises. And you see this, the New Testament reveals Jesus came to be that son of David who would establish the kingdom of God. He's the one who came to make everything right that is wrong in the world. And he's the one who will reign forever upon the throne. And this kingdom, Jesus said, it's a kingdom for all nations. That's why he said it's to make disciples of all nations. Jesus is the one who came to fulfill that promise of bringing the blessing that God promised to Abraham to all nations. We see this, the mission of God is revealed throughout the whole Bible. The whole Bible is about the mission of God. And now, what we are saying in this conference is that those of us who have become part of the people of God, God is calling us to be a missionary people. We have been called to join him in this mission. Jesus, right after he rose from the dead, right, in fact, the very night that he
juste après donc sa résurrection, Jésus.
We read in John chapter 20 how that Jesus appeared to the disciples.
Nous voyons donc dans Jean chapitre 20 comment il est apparu à ses disciples.
And when he appeared to them, he said, as the Father has sent me, Now I am sending you.
Quand il leur est apparu, il leur a dit, comme le Père m'a envoyé, moi aussi je vous envoie.
God sent Jesus to accomplish his mission.
Dieu a envoyé Jésus pour accomplir sa mission.
But now Jesus is calling us to join him in this
mission. Mais là, Jésus maintenant nous appelle à accomplir.
If you have put your faith in Christ, then God is calling you to join him in his mission.
Si vous avez mis votre foi en Jésus-Christ, donc Dieu vous appelle donc à accomplir cette mission en Jésus-Christ.
Because this is what God is doing.
Parce que c'est ce que Dieu a fait de faire.
Now, one other thing, when we talk about the mission of God,
alors, quand nous parlons de la mission de Dieu,
I want to challenge us during this week to think deeply about this.
Je veux vous défier à penser profondément à ceci.
We're not just saying that God has a mission. What we're saying is that God is a, in his very nature, he is a missionary God.
Ce que nous voulons dire, c'est que Dieu lui-même dans sa nature fondamentale, c'est qu'il est un Dieu missionnaire.
The mission that he is at work accomplishing is something that comes from who he is in his nature, in his heart.
La mission qu'il a accomplie vient de lui-même, de son cœur.
Oftentimes when we think about the mission of God, we think about Jesus' words, for example, in Matthew 28, when he gave the Great Commission.
Souvent quand nous parlons de la mission de Dieu, donc nous pensons déjà à Matthieu 28, déjà où Jésus parlait de ça, Matthieu 28.
Well, Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations.
Où Jésus disait, allez de toutes les nations, faites des disciples.
And so we think, yes, there's where Jesus began the work of the mission of God.
Et nous disons, oui, c'est là où Jésus a commencé l'œuvre de Dieu.
So sometimes what happens is we look at missions as a part of what God is doing.
Pensons que peut-être la mission c'est une part de ce que Dieu est en train de faire.
And oftentimes in our churches we relegate missions to a department. We have a department of missions and missions is their responsibility.
Souvent dans nos églises nous reléguons vraiment la mission à un département pour dire oh c'est ce département qui a cette responsabilité.
Or there are certain people who are called to be a missionary and so missions that's their work.
Il y a quelques personnes qui sont appelées là-bas. Oui, la mission c'est leur œuvre.
But what I want to challenge you this week is to realize that everything God does, all of his work is connected to his mission.
Tout ce que Dieu veut faire, c'est connecté à la mission. Et c'est le défi que nous voulons cette semaine.
Every part of the church, it should be connected to the mission of God because God in his nature, he is a missionary God.
Tout ce dans l'église doit être connecté à la mission parce que la nature de Dieu lui-même, c'est la mission.
Every action of God that we read about in the Bible is in some way moving toward and contributing toward the fulfillment of God's mission.
Tout ce que nous lisons dans la Bible contribue d'une certaine manière à l'accomplissement de la mission.
And if we are going to be God's missionary people, then we must recognize that everything we do in the church is connected to the mission of God of reaching all nations.
Et si nous devons être des missionnaires de Dieu, nous devons reconnaître que tout ce que nous faisons, c'est dans l'accomplissement de la mission de Dieu.
We've seen that's the very reason we were created, because of God's mission.
Nous sommes créés parce que c'est pour la mission de Dieu.
It's the reason we have the Bible. We have the Bible.
Nous avons la Bible.
Because our God is a missionary God.
Parce que notre Dieu est missionnaire.
You are able to read God's word because God is at work to accomplish his mission that all nations would come to know him. That's why he called Abraham and that's why he raised up the nation of Israel. God raised up Israel in the Old Testament because he wanted them to be a light to the nations. And that's why he judged them and sent them into exile when they failed to represent him to the nations. That's why he sent Jesus. Jesus didn't just come to save the Jews. He came to bring salvation to every nation. And that's why we're going to spend this conference looking at why God has poured out of his Holy Spirit upon the church. Jesus made a promise.
Jésus a fait cette promesse.
He said, you're going to be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Vous serez baptisé du Saint-Esprit.
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, this is what's going to happen.
Et quand le Saint-Esprit descendra sur vous, voilà ce qui va se passer.
You will receive power.
Vous recevrez puissance.
But that power,
mais cette puissance,
is for a purpose.
Et pour le but.
It's for the mission of God.
Pour la mission de Dieu.
You will receive power. And you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth.
Jusqu'aux extrémités de la terre.
The mission of God.
La mission de Dieu.
You see, God has given the gift of His Holy Spirit to prepare the church, to enable us to join with Him in the work of this mission. And so that leads me to the last point that I want to discuss here. We're seeing God is a missionary God. The whole Bible reveals the mission of God from Genesis to Revelation. But in this conference, we must come to recognize and understand that the Holy Spirit is also a missionary spirit.
Et dans cette conférence, je voudrais que nous reconnaissions que le Saint-Esprit est un esprit missionnaire.
The Holy Spirit has come. He is at work in the church for the purpose of accomplishing the mission of God.
Il est venu et son œuvre dans l'église, c'est l'accomplissement de la mission de Dieu.
I would challenge you not only to, as you read through the Bible, to be looking for the mission of God, but also look for how the Holy Spirit works to accomplish the mission of God.
Alors, je vous donnerai ce défi, donc, de lire la Bible pour voir comment Dieu accomplit sa mission, mais comment aussi le Saint-Esprit agit vraiment dans l'accomplissement de cette
mission.
Because
throughout the Bible, whenever we see the Holy Spirit at work, He's at work to fulfill the mission of God.
Parce que partout dans la Bible, nous voyons le Saint-Esprit à l'œuvre, c'est dans l'accomplissement de la mission de Dieu.
We began by seeing how that from the very beginning of creation, when God created us in His image, it's because of His mission to create a people for Himself.
Nous avons dit tantôt que Dieu nous a créés pour l'accomplissement de sa mission.
But in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, who is there involved in the creation? The Holy Spirit is there. From the very beginning of creation, He was participating in the mission of God to create a people. Through the Spirit of God, that God breathed the breath of life into us and we became living beings. Our life is connected to the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is working to prepare a people for God. And throughout the Bible, we see the Holy Spirit acting and moving powerfully to. What we're going to see this week is that in the Bible, the mission of God advances in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the power of the Holy Spirit working through God's people. That's how God moves and that's how God works to accomplish His mission. We see this very powerfully illustrated in the ministry of Christ.
Dans le ministère de Christ.
Jesus, before He ever preached His first sermon,
avant qu'il ait prêché son serment, son premier serment,
Jesus was first filled with the Holy Spirit.
Jésus était d'abord rempli du Saint-Esprit.
All four of the Gospels tell how that Jesus was baptized at the Jordan River.
Il était baptisé au Jourdain.
And then describe how the Holy Spirit came from heaven
et
came upon
him.
And it's then that Jesus began his ministry.
Et c'est là où Jésus a commencé son ministère.
After the Spirit of God came upon him.
Après que le Saint-Esprit soit venu sur lui.
The Gospel of Luke especially. Luke,
et l'évangile de Luc est spécial.
Shows us how that Jesus ministered in the power of the Spirit. Luke tells us how that after the Spirit came upon Jesus, He went back to His hometown. And He went into the synagogue in His hometown. And He read from the prophet Isaiah. And He read the prophecy that says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon
you.
Et sur moi. Because He has anointed me to proclaim good news. And Jesus revealed that it was the power of the Spirit that was upon Him to empower Him to carry forth the mission that God had sent Him to do.
Et Jésus nous révèle par là que donc il y avait la puissance du Saint-Esprit en lui qui l'aidait vraiment à accomplir sa mission.
Everything Jesus did in His ministry, He did as a man, just a human being, just like us.
Tout ce que Jésus faisait sur terre ici, donc comme ministère, il le faisait comme être humain.
Human being empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Mais il était capacité, donc rendu capable par la puissance du Saint-Esprit.
In fact, one time Jesus said that it was by the Spirit of God that He drove out demons. Everything that Jesus did in his ministry, he did in the power of the Spirit.
Tout ce qu'il a fait, lui, Jésus, c'est par la puissance du Saint.
Jesus accomplished the mission that God sent him for by the power of the Spirit.
Donc Jésus a accompli la mission que, pour laquelle Dieu l'a envoyé par la puissance du Saint-Esprit.
And then before he went back to heaven,
et même avant de repartir au ciel,
Jesus made a promise to the church.
Il a fait cette promesse à lui.
He promised the same power of the Holy Spirit.
Il a promis la même puissance.
The same power of the Spirit that enabled him to advance the mission of God. We're going to be studying this week. We're going to be seeing this over and over again, how Jesus, now the church is able to participate in the mission of God because of the power of the Holy Spirit. If we, as God's missionary people, if we want to be effective participants in the mission of God, it is essential that every one of us be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Alors, c'est central, fondamental, que chacun soit rendu capable par la puissance du Saint-Esprit.
And so during this conference, we have a task that we must accomplish. We have a task that we must accomplish during this
conference.
First of all, we must gain an understanding of the missionary work of the Holy Spirit.
Alors, nous devons d'abord comprendre la mission du Saint-Esprit.
We're going to talk about experiences like the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Et nous parlerons donc des expériences comme le baptême du Saint-Esprit.
We need to gain a missionary understanding, a missional understanding of the purpose of the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Et nous devons avoir une compréhension vraiment du baptême du Saint-Esprit.
Une compréhension missionnaire. We've got to understand how that this experience is connected to the church being able to fulfill the mission of God.
Nous allons voir comment donc ce baptême du Saint-Esprit est connecté à l'Église pour l'accomplissement de cette mission.
But not only must we gain an understanding of what the Scriptures teach.
Mais d'abord nous devons essayer de comprendre comment ce que la Bible en parle.
In this conference, we must experience the power of God.
Nous devons expérimenter la puissance de Dieu. Amen.
Every one of us must be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. As we commit ourselves this week to pray and to ask God to pour out of His Spirit upon us, God is going to begin a new work in Senegal. God is going to, by His Spirit, accomplish what no one has even dreamed of. Because by the power of the Spirit, this gospel can be preached to every nation. By the power of the Holy Spirit, doors that right now look like they are closed and locked, they will be opened. By the power of the Holy Spirit, what we could never do with our money or all of our efforts, by the power of the Spirit, God will do it to advance His kingdom and to build His church.
Ce que nous n'avons pu faire avec notre argent ou quoi d'autre, par la puissance du Saint-Esprit, nous y arriverons.
Because Jesus made a promise.
Parce que Jésus a fait la promesse.
He said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
quand le Saint-Esprit descendra sur vous,
you will receive power.
Vous recevrez puissance.
And you will be my witnesses.
Et vous serez mes témoins.
To the ends of the earth.
Jusqu'aux extrémités de la terre.
You can do this mission. You can accomplish
it. Vous allez accomplir cette mission.
If you will be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Si vous êtes capacité par le Saint-Esprit.
So our task in this conference is
alors,
to say, Lord,
pendant cette conférence,
fill us with this power.
Seigneur, remplis-nous.
Fill us with your Spirit. Holy Spirit, come upon us.
Saint-Esprit, viens sur nous.
Fill our hearts with faith. Fill our hearts, our minds with your vision. Show us your plan. And fill us with power to go forward. This is what God will do in His church.
Et c'est ce que Dieu veut faire dans son église.
Because our God is a missionary God. This is what He's working to accomplish.
Et son œuvre.
He's not going to stop until the mission
et
is accomplished.
Il va l'accomplir, il va pas l'arrêter tant que
ça. He's asking us to join Him in this
alors,
mission.
Il nous appelle à le joindre dans cette mission.
And He has promised us the power to
et sa promesse est la puissance.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Could we pray together and
alors,
just...
Puissions-nous prier ensemble
and ask the Lord right now
et demander au Seigneur présentement
to begin this work in our hearts
de commencer cette œuvre dans nos cœurs
and that he would pour out of his spirit upon us
et qu'il déverse son esprit
and that the church in Senegal would become a missionary church
et que l'église au Sénégal soit une église missionnaire
that we would understand that we are God's missionary people
que nous comprenons que nous sommes un peuple missionnaire de Dieu
and that God would begin this work this week
et que Dieu commence à œuvrer
hallelujah let's pray right now
oh God
Jesus, you came and you gave your life. Seigneur, tu es venu. Tu es mort pour sauver toutes les nations. Et Seigneur, ce matin, Seigneur, nos cœurs sont touchés quand nous pensons de ta mission, ce que tu as fait. Tu es engagé. Nous voyons que tu es engagé à accomplir ta mission. Mais Seigneur, nous avons besoin de la puissance de Dieu. Nous voulons nous engager aussi à ta mission. Mais Seigneur, nous avons besoin de ta présence. Saint-Esprit, oh, souffle dans ce lieu. Remplis nos vies. Même que nous voyons dans le livre des Actes, même que nous voyons dans le Nouveau Testament, comment tu as agi puissamment à travers. Hallelujah. 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 Gloire à Dieu. Amen. 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 Amen.